Hello and welcome to this episode of Grow by Cassandra Brewington. I am going to read a little bit of the chapter entitled Outlets. This is chapter 11 in the book Grow. If you haven't already, please go over to Amazon.com and get your copy. You can even get it on Kindle so that you can get your e-book on. So at the beginning of the year, I did a social media fast in which I spent 21 days away from the evil above mentioned social sites. And the above mentioned, of course, were Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. I'm not really big on Twitter just yet, but I'm getting there. And now I'm a podcast queen. But this fast was actually in 2007. I spent a lot of time with God in prayer and in study. I read more than usual, which is saying a lot because I digest at least one or two self-help books each month, and I'm always looking for ways to build my mental stamina and people skills. I use a great deal of time writing and singing and finding creative ways to chisel down my to-do list, only to refill the list again, of course. I did this because I wanted to evaluate some things in life, and I try not to get or stay addicted to things. I mentioned Denzel Washington. My addiction has gotten better. Nutella. Haven't had Nutella in several months. And Ed Sheeran. I've calmed down on Ed Sheeran. $5 shows at Studio Movie Grill on Tuesdays. Well, there's not one in Costa Rica, so I've calmed down on that. And yeah, I've actually, you know, maintained some of the things that came from my 21-day fast from social media. I also did a financial fast, which I talked about in my last episode of Debt Travel. So you might want to check that out because that was amazing. I talk about how I did makeup tutorials. I've done aerobics online. I've posted funny videos. I will do filters for Snapchat and send it to friends. I'll do weird, awkward things during the day. You gotta be a really good friend to get one of those videos. But those things are like my outlets. I love to make people laugh, share what's going on, connect with others. I mean, it's why I wrote this book. It's why I'm doing this podcast. It's why I blog and I post and I write and I sing and I dance and I teach and I host events and I'm social, sometimes to the point of exhaustion, but it is who I am. I'm a connector. And I believe that life is not Or I believe that in this life, to not make every attempt to connect with experiences and with people and with lessons that God has granted us with is absurd. Like, I sit at airports and, you know, people are on their phones and I'm like, let's talk. Like, I might spark a conversation. But then I get on the plane and I usually want to sleep or watch a movie or listen to a podcast or finish a book. But sitting by the right people, I will spark a conversation. It's funny because on the way to Costa Rica, I actually met a couple who have lived in Costa Rica for 3 years. They're an American couple who decided after many vacations to this beautiful country to just go ahead and pack up everything and move. They're expats and their home is beautiful. You know how I know? Because from that connection and from the conversation, we actually exchanged information and have stayed in touch. So this is a family that I've known for the last 9 months. I've eaten at their home. We've worshiped together. We've gone to the market together. We've gone to Price Mart, which is the equivalent of a Costco or a Sam's Club together. We've gone out to eat. Like, we have built somewhat of our own little community, and it was sparked from conversation on an airplane. I wrote the book out, or the chapter Outlets, because sometimes we need to figure out what we need to plug into that will give us a charge. Just like an outlet in a wall, right? There are some niches, there are some comfort places or things, activities that we can get involved with that really just give us life and give us energy. And I believe that it's important to find those things. It could come from a job. It could come from a relationship. It could come from a new hobby that you take up. But whatever it is, if you don't know, you got to search and figure it out. So the growth work for this chapter was really asking, what are your outlets? How do you recharge and remain plugged into things that give you energy and move you forward? Find your sources and then stay connected to them. For me, it's music, it's dance, it's people, it's teaching, it's growing, it's putting other people on in terms of connecting others and sharing good music or sharing a great blog, a great article. For some, it's a person, it's a hobby, it's a habit. One thing I know for sure is that we're all unique, and it's an individual decision and journey to find personal outlets as you move through this thing that we call life. Really, if your outlet is giving you a charge, if it's giving you energy, if it's pushing you towards the things that you're passionate about and that benefit this world, you gotta do it. I mean, it might require you to step out of your comfort zone. It may require you to be a little more bold or courageous or daring or tenacious. It may require of you to be perseverant. Is that a word? Perseverant? Yeah, it is. It's getting late. But you know what? This is an outlet. So I'm up past my bedtime because this thing gives me energy, it gives me joy, it gives me life, and I love to speak into the lives of others, not because I feel like I have always been an expert on everything that I talk about, but I feel like God has allowed me to walk through some things, to experience some things, to walk away with some lessons, not only for myself, but to bring Him glory and for it to be able to benefit the lives of others. So I hope that you find your outlets, and I hope that you share your outlets with others and give them permission to be great and give them permission to grow.